With harvest season set to kick off in the top of the South Island, orchardists, growers and hop farmers are facing staff shortages due to closed borders. It's estimated the region needs 1,500 more staff across a number of industries, hops, apples, pears, kiwi fruit and pip fruit, to name a few. Samantha G has more.
Matthew Hoddy remembers the days when there was no shortage of tourists looking for seasonal work picking apples. The business manager of Valima Orchard, Ned Nelson, says more than half of his 220 employees during the harvest were made up of REC workers and those on working holiday visas.
2 years ago, plus, we would have carloads of working holiday people coming up the drive looking for seasonal employment. I haven't seen any of those since February 2020. So that large pool of labour has left the workforce.
Now he's facing a shortfall and is trying to find enough staff before the harvest kicks off mid-Feb. Quarantine-free travel for RSE workers in recent months has helped to supplement some of the lost labour, but there are still spaces left to fill. Add community spread of Omicron to the mix, and workers needing to isolate or recover from the virus, and the problem could be further exacerbated.
Like a lot of other businesses, we've planned for what we see coming and trying to work around our management plans to reduce the impact that we see from it, but it will make a tight year even tighter.
In nearby Motueka, Director of Mac Hops, Brent McGlashan, is gearing up for the harvest, which will start at the end of February. A fifth-generation hop farm, the McGlashans grow about 15 varieties of hops across 115 hectares, and during the month of harvest, employ up to 60 people. Brent McGlashan is confident he'll be able to fill the spots they have left, but says the disruption presented by Omicron is concerning.
The whole spread of this potential Omicron is probably our biggest risk to our business at the moment, and we'll be probably getting our guys pretty much to isolate down the farm and do most of their work down there, and the only sort of errands they'll run is to the supermarket, and otherwise it'll be just to work, so we can try and avoid every form of risk we can, because the last thing we want to be doing is shutting down.
Weather permitting, it will take about a month to harvest the hops, with staff working 6 days a week, up to 14 hours a day.
What is interesting from around the world, you know, we've got some farmers, great friends over in the States, and they've had over half their crews have had COVID while still harvesting and working, and they've still managed to limp along and get to the finish line. So hopefully we can work our way through any potential problems and restrictions and get the crop in the bag.
The Pick Nelson Tasman campaign aims to attract people to the region and connect them with jobs ahead of the harvest. Project spokesman Johnny O'Donnell says everyone in the horticulture sector is struggling to find staff.
We have a really, really high seasonal demand that could never be met by locals, even if every job seeker in the region went back to work. And so what we're saying is we're putting the call out that if anyone's been displaced from work due to COVID-19, if they're in between jobs or looking for their dream job but need a job in between, then there are literally hundreds of job opportunities available right now in the horticulture sector.
It isn't just seasonal work either. Johnny O'Donnell says there are opportunities for people who are keen to make a permanent move to the top of the South Island.